I planted the thumper in the deepest part of the crevasse, Paul said. Whenever I light its candle, it'll give us about 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Before it starts calling, a worm. Okay. I'm ready to go. He slipped away from her side and she heard his progress back up their fissure. The night is a tunnel, she thought. A hole into tomorrow, if we're to have a tomorrow. She shook her head. Why must I be so morbid? I was trained better than that. Paul returned, took up the pack, led the way down to the first spreading dune where he stopped, and listened as his mother came up behind him. He heard her soft progress and the cold single-grain dribbles of sand, the desert's own code spelling out its measure of safety. We must walk without rhythm, Paul said, and he called up memory of men walking the sand, both prescient memory and real memory. Watch how I do it, he said. This is how Fremen walk the sand. He stepped out onto the windward face of the dune, following the curve of it, moved with a dragging pace. Jessica studied his progress for 10 steps, followed, imitating him. She saw the sense of it. They must sound like the natural shifting of sand, like the wind. But muscles protested this unnatural, broken pattern. Step. Drag. Drag. Step. Step. Wait. Drag. Step. Time stretched out around them,